Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So have we introduced this one, number 15? We didn't introduce that.
No, I did not read it.
Okay. Okay, next on the agenda is Louis D. Atkins and Cheryl A. Romina. Three parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Route 66.
This is a request to subdivide a 7.45-acre parcel into four lots and create a 50-foot right-of-way that would serve as access to three of the lots. Lots 133 contain 1.51 acres, 1.45, and 2.13. Those three lots would have access from the 50-foot right-of-way. The owner is proposing to widen an existing 20-foot lane to the 50-foot right-of-way. The residual land contains 2.36 acres, and that has an access from an existing entrance along Road 66. You could approve it as submitted, and if that's the case, you should stipulate any further subdivision off of the right-of-way will require an application for a major subdivision.
How many lots are they requesting, three or four?
There's four all total, but only three of them would have access off of the right-of-way. The residual land has access from an existing entrance on Road 66.
So its driveway is between the 50-foot right-of-way and the lands of Louis Atkins?
Correct.
Mr. Abbott, it appears as though they're showing access for the residual land on the 50-foot right-of-way. Is that an indication of a driveway or?
Well, it's showing that, but at the their parcel also meets the minimum requirement of the 150 feet at the 40-foot setback. The scale's just a little bit more than 150 feet based on the angles.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Louis D. Atkins and Cheryl A. Yarima, my motion is for approval to create the three lots, approval as submitted, with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
Okay, it's been motion and second that we approve Louis D. Atkins and Cheryl A. Romina. Three parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Route 66 with a stipulation that any further subdivision will require a public hearing. All in favor?
Say aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.